money. Heard they got life for me. How they got life for me when they took that from me. Since I had my nose, since I had my nose running. Yeah.
This is DJ Huckspin, that is now would now like to be introduced as Professor Huckspin, with my fellow DJ
Doc V.
We are welcoming you to our new show name. This is the premiere of Office Hour. This is 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Coming up, we got a little. I thought we'd start off with a little Stevie Ray Vaughan, Pride and Joy, mean blues guitarist. We'll be right back. That was Pride and Joy, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Coming up, we've got World of Pain by the band Cream. Their lead guitarist was Eric Clapton. Fun fact, Eric Clapton and Stevie Ray Vaughan performed a show together the day Stevie Ray Vaughan died. Stevie Ray Vaughan died in a helicopter crash. And actually, Eric Clapton was supposed to be on that helicopter, but yet Stevie Ray Vaughan was on it. And Eric Clapton is here today and Stevie's not. All right, World of Pain.
Is a tree outside my window. Is a tree there only for me, and it stands in the gray of the city. No time for pity for the tree.
On the subject of insane guitarists who have died, Ozzy Osbourne's guitarist Randy Rhoads died in a plane crash because he tried to fly a little stunt plane over the tour bus. He flew way too low and ended up crashing. Crazy guitarist. Coming up, Crazy Train, Ozzy Osbourne.
Thank you. I'm Ray Charles, and I just want to tell you that hearing is a wonderful gift. It's very precious. Please take care of it, huh?
Again, this is 91.5 WMFO Office Hours with Professor Huck Spin and Doc V. I just want to give a quick shout out to WMFO for letting us have so much fun late at night. Thank you very much.
All right, coming up, we've got a song by Doc V's all-time favorite band, When the Levee Breaks. This is one of John Bonham, their drummer's best songs, in my opinion. John Bonham died. He choked on his own vomit. He had 16 shots for breakfast that day, went and recorded in the studio, kept drinking profusely throughout the day, and according to the toxicology report, finally he had 40 shots in his system throughout the whole day. Sad, tragic ending to a life. Amazing drummer. When the Levee Breaks, Led Zeppelin.
army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away, but I just had to look. Having read
in the wind.
Again, this is Office Hour with Prof, Huckspin, and Doc V. Those last two songs were Day in the Life by the Beatles off of their album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, arguably one of the best albums of all time, and Dust in the Wind by Kansas. What do we got coming up? We got Whiskey in the Jar coming up by Thin Lizzy.
Now some men lie. chamber. But here I am in prison. Here I am with a ball and chain, yeah. Much a ring, dumb a do, dumb a da. Wait for my daddy, oh. Wait for my daddy, oh. There's whiskey in the jar.
WMFO Medford.
All right, I'm a huge fan of the movie The Big Lebowski, and this upcoming song is featured in that movie by Kenny Loggins. Here comes My Condition.
This morning with the sun down shining in.
We've got 1,000 points tonight.
I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in. See what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yes, I'm sure as you realize that was Neil Young's Keep on Rockin' in the Free World. Couldn't leave you without playing a little bit of it. I mean, I know you heard a little bit on that last song.
All right, coming up, we've got a song that is one of my all-time favorites, Sultans of Swing by Dire Straits. The name of the band comes from Mark Knopfler, the main guitarist and lead singer's financial situation. He was an English teacher, his wife divorced him, and then he said, screw it, I'm going to make a band. Very basic, you know, didn't have a lot of money, just put together a great first album. Unbelievable song, Sultans of Swing, Dire Straits.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. When you hear the music ring, well now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces coming in out of the rain. They hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south. Way on down south, London town. You check out Guitar George, he knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If then an old guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his thing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a daytime job, he's doing alright. He can play the honky-tonk like anything, saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing. Sultans, yeah, the Sultans that play Creole. Thank you.
one more thing. We are the Sultans. We are the Sultans of Swing.
All right, this is Doc V. Unfortunately, we only have time for one more song for you, and we're going to play Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2. U2 is an Irish band, and in the 70s, there was a lot of problems in Northern Ireland. There was a lot of violence, chaos. The IRA was blowing up buildings all over the place, and the song basically is calling for an end to all that violence and hatred. Sunday Bloody Sunday.
How long must we sing? getting better.